Hello, it is day 17 of our 25 days of Christmas countdown. Today's topic is snow day.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
In the studio, we have myself, Dolores Davis.
And we have Shapir Davis.
And Amberia Davis Bennett.
Welcome.
Welcome, guys.
So with our topic today, snow day. So if you live anywhere where it snows, you may have days where you get so much snow that you know for a fact that you're not going anywhere.
No. Nope.
And so now you're thinking in your headspace, so you're snowed in. So now, what are you doing? Dolores, what are you doing?
Well, favorite thing to do, of course, is, for one, if I know that I'm not going anywhere and I don't have to do any work, I can go back to sleep. I obviously didn't get a chance to sleep in because I've already got up and I've already gone through my routine. Oh, I'm getting ready to go. Oh, okay. School's called off. Great. Okay. So go back to sleep. And of course, I spend the day hanging out in my PJs and Netflix, watching Netflix, catching up on my shows. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of my favorite things to do is watch old classics. Oh. I usually pull out my Audrey Hepburn films.
Yes.
And I'll just be like, oh, which one haven't I seen in a while? You know, just find some oldies. Or if I'm really craving an oldie that I haven't seen, I'll get on Amazon Prime and order. But I just, yeah, that's the perfect day for it.
Snow days.
What about you, Shaps?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so my snow days usually will consist of a lot of different things. Okay. It kind of depends on when the snow day falls.
True.
Because sometimes I will use it as a day to catch up on extra work that, you know, I may be behind on, or that
of course
I can use this time, uninterrupted time. You mean I have 24 hours of uninterrupted time? So sometimes I'll use a snow day just to catch up on some work and while I'm relaxing, and you know, but other times I like to let my husky outside.
Aww.
Because that's his favorite. I have to watch him though, because when the snow gets too high, he's able to jump the fence.
We found
and take himself. Yeah. The whole city becomes his playground.
Yeah.
When he sees snow, because he's a husky. Aww. And that's what they love to do. So when he sees the snow, he just goes out there and he just starts jumping in it. He puts his face in there.
Aww.
He's just having a good old time in the snow.
Yes. We actually found out that, remember, or found that out last year when we had that snow day. Mm-hmm. And it was after, oh, we're having a slumber party, girls time, yay.
Yes.
And the next morning, our sister-in-law was like, your dog got out, he's right. And she's like, oh,
Balto,
no.
Balto jumped the fence.
Yep,
Balto,
he's out. And I mean, he was gone. It took her a while before she could get him.
He has a good time. He actually made her fall in the snow, face plant.
she said he made her hit her face.
Face plant in the snow.
She just told us that recently.
Once she recovered him.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then she was like, he knew he was in trouble.
Your neighbor at the end of the street saw the whole thing and was like, didn't even come out and help her. He's like, he went down that way.
Yeah, so he loves the snow, but we got to watch him. And I just love to, you know, get a hot drink, whether it's hot tea or hot cocoa. Mm-hmm. You know, I always like to just be drinking something hot or hot soup. And sometimes I will literally just binge on food and shows or watch a movie series.
Oh,
sometimes I'll have a marathon, marathon movie,
marathon.
Harry Potter marathon.
Yeah.
You know, Lord of the Rings, whatever. And I love to light up my fireplace. I will use those snow days. It's the perfect opportunity to light up the fireplace. Once that gets going, even the sound of the fireplace, it just has this relaxing, crackling and the relaxing sound.
Hence why we have one going right now.
Yes.
to get that ambiance, Christmas feeling.
Exactly. And if I'm just not wanting to do the movies or the shows and all of that, then sometimes I will just get all snuggled up in a blanket and read a good book.
I have to admit, yeah. I agree with you. I was just thinking that as you're saying that, the last snow day, well, when I was at my own apartment, that was the day that I was like, you know what? I haven't gotten a chance to read a book in a while. Because I'm sorry. I mean, teachers, we read. We don't always get a chance to read for leisure. It's usually for professional development or something, you know. And so sometimes you're just, your eyes are tired and you just want to rest or do something where your brain, you don't have to think. And so reading just ends up getting kind of pushed to the back burner for me. So, yes.
Leisurely reading.
Leisurely reading. And relaxing and escaping in good books. So, yes, I agree with you on that.
Yes. What about you, Andrea?
Well, I am definitely with you guys with the when it comes to the movies, just being able to binge watch all of your favorite shows and, you know, the Christmas movies. Those are my favorites.
Especially Christmas movies.
But while I'm doing that, what I love most is baking.
Oh, perfect day.
Yes. Those are the perfect days to do that. Yes.
And I'm usually really good about keeping ingredients, you know, stocked in the cabinets.
Oh, you
and,
come prepared.
Oh, so you're prepared.
So you've got like... The butter, you the shortening.
You never know when.
Yep. The eggs, oil. Yeah.
So I can just reach in the cabinet and, oh, what do I want to make today? Or just look up a recipe or ask, you know, Brandon what he wants. And then I'll just bake. So it's always a lot of fun. And then you put your stuff in the oven. You sit down and start watching your movies. You have your stuff to snack on and start another batch. Yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Right. That would be perfect.
And, you know, now that Aramia is older, she will probably have a blast doing
that. She does like helping
cookie decorating.
Yep. Yeah, she sure did. She did a good job when we made that pizza at home, homemade pizza. Yes.
She loves it.
She was really little, but she was. She's that really toddler. Smart. Mm-hmm. She knew exactly how to space out those pepperonis.
Yeah,
she was not playing around. She was like, "Oh, right there." She saw an empty spot. She was like, "Right there, Auntie." So then she dropped pepperoni on there. And at first she was taking them out one at a time. And then after a while she was like, So she gathered a handful and then started doing the straight up.
The flip with the thumb.
Flip. I was like, how did you get even more? Oh, I was like, that didn't take long. She just did not take long.
Thinking different ways to do things.
Yeah.
So she's got an eye for detail. So I think she'd have a lot of fun. This year we'll definitely give her opportunity to get some baking in.
Aww.
And then also playing games. I love card games. Just a lot of that stuff. It's just a lot of fun. Aramia's favorite game is Get You. I want to play Get You. Us running around getting all tired out around the house. Auntie Shapiro has figured out how to do it the right way.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You stay in the same spot. And then she runs around trying to find you.
Great.
And you end up in the same spot every time.
All she needs is that.
She needs you to peek out and go, woo!
Okay. Yep. Got it. I'll try that next time because I sure was running around with her the last time. Getting tired out. No, he's gonna rest
now. I need a break.
I think that it was a fun snow day actually when we got snowed in with all of our friends for ladies night. We got snowed in because while we were hanging out that night, it started blizzarding and they were planning to stay the night anyway because we were having a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the next day, it was like blizzarding. The snow was so high. It was no travel advised.
Yep.
Nothing. So the slumber party ended up turning into a 2-day slumber party. So I was snowed in with like all of my best girlfriends, my sister, you know. Those are just the best good times.
So yes,
we cooked, we hung out, we
karaoke
we had fun.
In her basement. She had the projector up.
Yep. We had a lot of fun.
It was great time. So thinking about the best snow days that we've had, we're going to also segue to what the worst snow days we've had are. Because, you know, sometimes I got to say, there are some people that they can't do snow days because they get cabin fever. They cannot stand being cooped up in their home. Mm-hmm. Either their kids kind of get under their skin or they just don't have the opportunity to just leave and get some air, whatever it is. And so,
plus, I'm also thinking about the people who have to shovel all the snow and get the roads clear and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a snow day. It's like, yes, if that's your one thing that you're doing every year, cool, and you're enjoying it. Yes. But if also, if you were planning on being at home with your family,
yeah,
and you're out there getting the roads cleared out for us, and
yes, people, we appreciate
my
you.
My street is not,
yeah, right.
Hold we on. Appreciate well, you, we, city workers.
We sure do, and they also appreciate when we stay home, because if we're out on the streets, right, then all of a sudden we got to get you out of the ditch because right, you didn't, yeah, say it, your car can't harder, do that. It can't. You don't, oh, have all-wheel drive.
Oh, the invincible ones that can drive.
Oh yeah, and I don't have one of those
on
vehicles,
top of snow.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
They have ball toe fever.
I've seen them. Yes, yes.
Yes.
I've seen them all.
So in our hometown, we had the world's, actually our state,
yes,
had the world's
state,
worst snow day. And it last, it wasn't just the snow day. It went on and on and on. So I don't
it
know.
Was snow week.
For you, snow week. Mm-hmm. Yes. So for you listeners,
wow,
if you guys have not heard of Storm Atlas, you,
yes,
need to look it up, because it,
it's horrible.
Anytime a storm has a name, you know, mm-hmm, it's a real deal. It's, mm-hmm, a bad, something happened, mm-hmm, catastrophic, whatever. But it, you know, they kept saying, oh yeah, we're storms coming. And I heard a whole bunch of people, because I worked at the bank at the time. And I heard a whole bunch of customers coming in talking about that snowstorm that's coming in. And I was one of those people. Eh, they always say that.
Oh.
They always say that. They're like, you need to make sure to get your groceries. And I'm like, and the reason why it was hard for me to believe it is because the week before, it was October and we had 80 degree weather. It blew, oh, my mind. The week before. And so I was like, it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen. So I just remember, you know, driving and being like, oh, you know what? This, some of the snow's not actually not looking too good. Okay, all right. But on my way home, oh, I was thankful to have gotten home. Mm. But I didn't go to the grocery store. I literally had just whatever was in my fridge. Then I came home and I was like, it's snowing, but whatever. And woke up and I was like, why is it dark? Where are their lights?
Ooh.
Like, mm-hmm, all the power had went out. So I went next door and saw that they had candles lit and they were explaining to me what was going on. I was like, oh my goodness. So we kind of all hung out in one apartment, because my apartment did not have an electric. My apartment has an electric stove. Hers had a gas stove. So, oh, she was able to use it to heat her apartment. Mm. Our furnace ran with electric, like an electricity. So our furnaces were all out.
Hers, oh, wow.
So hers was being warmed by her stove. So we hung out in her apartment. We cooked, oh, dinner. We all,
no,
brought our
way,
food together. She's like, oh, I have this. And I'm like, oh, I've got frozen fish. The one thing I did have. I've got frozen fish. I have this. I have this. So we all combined our food,
oh,
and
good,
cooked dinner in her apartment on her stove. And then we all had, like, you know, bringing her, oh, I have this to drink. I have this to drink. Just community stuff. And then we just played games. We played Clue for the first, that was the first time I ever played Clue. And so it ended up just being like a fun night. And we took our food. Our refrigerators weren't working. So we had to take all of our food and put it outside on the,
yep,
outside.
Some
in
people's
the,
power was out for, yep, like a week.
Yes.
Oh, there, wow, was, it had broken down.
Lots
power
of
lines.
Power lines. And so, yes, there are people without power
have,
for a while.
Yeah, I feel like it was a couple weeks. Because
for some people, it was two.
For some people, it was a few weeks.
Yeah, for
and
us, it was
had,
only, we, yep, were fortunate enough that it was only like 3 days. But I still couldn't stay there. I had to come, mm-hmm, and stay with you, Shabir.
Yep.
Remember that?
I was very blessed. My power didn't go out, nope, at all. I didn't have. So the storm had hit, but my power was still on. Everything was still going strong.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And actually, it was really a blessing, because my neighbors and some of the people on the streets around me were like, did your power go out? And I was like, no. I was, mm-hmm, so thankful. So we were able to, you know, have our food and, mm-hmm, everything was there. We didn't have to worry about food spoiling or anything like that. Obviously, my dog was wonderful,
uh-huh,
and had a good time. But I just, yeah, I just remember it being devastating for a lot of people.
Yes.
Some of my kiddos at the dance studio, their neighbors lost hundreds and thousands of cows.
Yeah.
Cows.
Oh.
And I remember one story. One of my girls, she said that her dad, he went out there and he was like, you know what? I'm going to let the cows in. And his friends were like, no, it's going to be fine. You know, they said that there was going to be a storm, mm-hmm, but it's looking like it's not going to be a storm. We're thinking that it's going to just pass by.
Wow.
So, and he was like, no, I've got a feeling that I need to bring my cows in. And so he did. And they were like, more work for you, you know, but he brought his cows in and,
wow,
he didn't lose a single one because, mm-hmm, of this.
That's,
yep,
awesome. Wow. That's such,
yeah,
an awesome
so
story.
It was such a blessing, and
Those are great
stories. That's what she said. She was said, I was so thankful. Our family was so thankful that we, you know, we were so blessed to have saved our livestock.
There were a lot of people that were not.
The cows, I mean, the snow was so deep that the cows just, you know, they couldn't move. Mm-hmm. So they just basically just died in the snow.
Yes. It was so huge. Like, yeah, it was on national news, everything. I just remember thinking, I think the reason why we got caught off guard is, like I said, because week prior, the weather was so nice and we were having a really warm fall. Mm-hmm. And so to hear, oh, this is going to be a record-breaking snowstorm, all of us were like, ah.
No, plus, a lot of times that does happen. Where yes.
It does.
You do yes. get the weather report yeah. and it's mm-hmm. completely
and it ends up not coming out to be, but it was just crazy. I just seeing it. The amount of snow yeah. and how difficult it was for people to sift through it. And, oh, the plows haven't been. Like, there was no going yeah. anywhere for a couple days.
It was, for some people, it was a whole week. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessing that we made it through that and that the country was able to support the farmers and you know, help everybody bounce back. But there was like shortages for a while there. But we know,
I was actually not a part of that, you know, just because I wasn't, you know, living in the state at the time. But I know that there's, you know, other communities, you know, across the world who are experiencing just different types of disasters.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. It's not blizzards, but other.
You know, maybe flooding or the hurricanes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Right.
A lot of
like
devastating
that.
Things.
Yes. So, you know, as we look back at this time, we are just so fortunate that, you know, the community, our community, surrounding communities have recovered from these type of disasters. And just the outpouring of kindness and the coming together is just so important, so imperative, which actually brings me to our positive thought for the day. And that would just be, we realize that there are still individuals that are still being affected by disasters that are happening. You know, it's still affecting their homes and their lives, their everyday lives. And so one of the things that you all could do is just look into disaster relief, some things that you could do to help these families in this time of need. I know that this is a definitely interesting topic for me because I just didn't really know too much about it. And it's definitely something that I want to be just more knowledgeable about and be aware. And what are some ways that I can help?
Yeah, a little kindness goes a long way because although these were, you know, disasters, the good thing about these is that you get a chance to see communities come together after.
That's right.
You know, I saw so many people helping each other out. They were helping each other out with food. They help each other out with helping clean up after these disasters.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like we said, the nation helped, you know, the farmers after this. So there's so many other positive stories that come from those situations.
That's right.
We were just sharing, you know, some of the worst snow days. They just happened to come during that time for us. But we have also had some good snow days
as
well.
Yes, we have. They're fine.
And so, so don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for the topic of the day. Share with us some of your wonderful snow days, and you can also share with us some of your worst snow day stories, or if you don't have snow where you live, you can share with us some of your experiences if you were in a natural disaster, or you can also share with us ways in which people can go and help support disaster relief. We would love to hear that as well. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, oh, little town of Bethlehem, oh, little town of Bethlehem, the silent, silent stars go by, by. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight, night. O little town of Bethlehem, O little town of Bethlehem, O little town of Bethlehem, the silent, silent stars
thank you for tuning in to the Davis Sisters podcast. Until next time, family and friends, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.